We are now up to Simin Reish Lamed, and that's what we're going to be doing. Sif Aleph, Hamispalol Al Masha Ovar. If someone davens for something that happened already, Kagon, Shenichnas Le'ir, he walks into a city, Veshama Kol Tzvacha Be'ir, and he hears that there's a whole commotion. I mean, something must have happened. V'yamar Hi Rotzen Shelo Yei Kol Zeh B'Tog Beisi, and he davens that this noise should not be coming out of my house. It's a little late for that. A woman was more than 40 days pregnant. And he says, my wife should give birth to a zocher. The vlad already has its sur after 40 days. So it's already a zocher in a keva. How can you daven at that point? Is it filishav? Harezet filishav. Ella. Yispal adam ala asid lavo. A person should always daven for the future. V'yitin hodah al sha'ovar. And with regard to the past, he should just give thanks. Now, with regard to davening for a pregnant woman's a child, he should daven that the child should be a bar kayama. He should daven that the child should be a yirei shamayim. But in terms of davening that he be a zacher, it's late for that. What does one say with regard to a city? Kagon, hanichnas lekrach. Now, a krach is a large city. Now, large cities were dangerous in the olden days. You never know when you'd be arrested on trumped-up charges. And if you got out of a large city alive without being accused of anything, then you had to thank Hashem for that. In small cities, in the shtetlach, that was uncommon, and you wouldn't have to say all of these things. So what was it that they would say? Yirotz mufanech Hashem alakenu shetachniseni lekrach azel l'shalom. You davened to Hashem that you're coming into this big city should be with peace. Nichnas b'shalom. What happens if you actually did walk in and you're fine? Omer modani l'fanech Hashem alakenu shichnastani lekrach azel l'shalom. He thanks Hashem for bringing him into the city b'shalom. Bikesh lot says he's about to leave. Omer yirotzon l'fanech Hashem alakenu shetotziyenu mikrach azel l'shalom. Yotze b'shalom, Omer moda ani lefanecha Hashem Elokai, shetzisani mikrach zel l'shalom. Ukeshem shetzisani l'shalom, kach tolicheni l'shalom, ad baruchat Hashem shomei atfila. And then he says, tfila is a derech. So this last one is that you're supposed to say the same way you took me out of here in peace, so too, tolicheni shetzisani l'shalom, the whole nusach of birkas of tfila is a derech. V'zei tfila is a derech, shnichtava hivu holdineo, B'simen Kufyud. So the Mishnah Berurah asks, why in the Nusach of Tefillas Aderech we don't have this Yirat? Since he says, Pashit, the regular halachas of Tefillas Aderech apply when you're leaving a place that's not dangerous. But if you're leaving a place that's dangerous, then you have to say this Yirat, and then you say Tefillas Aderech with it. Siv Beis, Hanichnas Lamud Ezgrono. Someone goes to measure. In other words, to count up, take inventory on his grain stock. Omer yirotz mufanecha Hashem Elokai shetishlach bracha b'kri hazeh. He should daven. Hischil lamud Omer baruch hashaleich bracha b'kri hazeh. Where he started measuring, he's supposed to make a bracha hashaleich bracha b'kri hazeh. Modad v'achakech birech harezet filishav. She'ein ha-bracha mitzuyah l'bedover ha-somui pirish nelom v'nira min ha-ayin. That you could, the tefillah is to be said. Now, one could have said before you go to measure it, why are you asking for bracha? It's a tefillah shav. Whatever you have, that you have already. The teretz is that so long as something is somui min ha'ayin, it is uncounted. There's no way of knowing how many you have there. Hashem could easily make a nes and change it without it being a nes golui, a nes nigla. So there you are allowed to be mispal, but once it's not somu min ha'ayin, the bracha is not mitzui anymore. So you couldn't go and make a bakasha. All you could do is thank l'sha'avar. The Mishnah Berurah brings down an Elia Rabba that l'maisa, unless a person is measuring it for the sake of taking maisris, where there's a haftocha of bracha of varikos lechem bracha glidai, a person should not say shema malchus. Because there is no guarantee that there's going to be bracha if you're not in the process of measuring it for maisris. Hanichnas lamerchatz. One walks into a public bathhouse. Omer yirotzmo fanach Hashem alakai shetachnisen l'shalom sotzien l'shalom sotzimim ma'ur azeh. Save me from this fire. Rekiyotzavo lo said lovo and save me from the fires of Gehenna. Now what is this? This is because in the olden days the bathhouses had underground fires that were lit in order to heat up the baths. So there was a sakana that you may fall into the fire. That's why you had to give this shira if you came out of it without ever having falling into the fire. But today this doesn't apply. Yotze b'shalom omer, mo danil fanech shem lakai shitzaltani me'ur hazeh. Siv dalet. Hanichnas lahak is dam. Someone goes in to do bloodletting. Omer yirotzom fanech Hashem lakai sheyesik zeler l'rfua ki rofe chinemata. Well, Achashek is Omer Baruch Rofe Cholim. They bring down to say it with Shema Malchus. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Brewer, brings down that the same goes for every refuah, anything that you do for refuah. You take medicine, you have any procedure done, you should say the Yiratzin before and Baruch Rofe Cholim after, except that he mentions that the minig is not to use Shema Malchus, not to say Baruch Atah Hashem Rofe Cholim, just to say Baruch Rofe Cholim. He also brings down the inyan that when someone sneezes, so people are to say asusa, which is to have a refuah, and you're supposed to answer baruch tia, and then you answer, you say for yourself, l'shuascha kivisi Hashem. Because until Yaakov Avinu, people would sneeze and die. Yaakov Avinu was mispal that they should get ill first. So if a person sneezes, he has to be thankful that he's still alive. Hey, you should always say whatever Hashem does is only for our benefit.